This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly incident during a victory parade in Liverpool, England. Fans celebrating their city's Premier League soccer championship when police say 53-year-old men plowed into the crowd. More than 45 people were injured, four seriously. ABC's Ian Pannell.
The police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
King Charles is in Canada to open Parliament. His visit widely viewed as a show of support in the face of continued threats by President Trump to try to make Canada the 51st state. A former police chief in a small Arkansas town on the run after escaping from prison where he was serving time for rape and murder. Three more of the 10 Louisiana escaped inmates now found. Two more still on the loose. This is ABC News. Even as Russia and Ukraine wrap up a prisoner swap involving hundreds of people, Russia has kept up its attacks on Ukraine, including on the capital of Kyiv. And that, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, has President Trump questioning Russia's leader.
President Trump turning his frustration towards Vladimir Putin, saying the Russian president has, quote, gone crazy. Over the weekend, Russia unleashed its biggest bombardment in Ukraine since the start of the war.
I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all.
The Kremlin pushing back, suggesting Trump's comments might be due to emotional overload.
SpaceX is hoping to use a Super Heavy rocket for the first time in a new test flight set for tonight for its Starship. It is the ninth test flight and will take off from Texas. Two previous tests of this rocket ended with explosions, sending debris raining back to Earth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save. And lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, author Laura Bird talks about some of the upcoming books for your summer reading list and how she finds out about those new books that are being released.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is Pete Schwalbe. Hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show and have a great night.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwalbe.
Welcome back. I was laughing so hard because last week we had a guest on the show. Do you remember this guy, Conrad? His name was Miles Kristen, and he was supposed to talk about a film festival.
Yeah.
And we booked him, but he had a conflict, and he manages a supper club, and he says, I can only stay for a minute because I'm managing a supper club. And the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm just thinking about all these people dining and dashing or helping themselves to booze while he's on with me talking about the Stoughton Film Festival. Beautiful stuff. Love the dine and dash. Welcome back to the show, folks. My name is Pete Schwalbe. Mike Siegel is here as my guest. Kelly Peterson joins me here in studio at 7:20 to talk about her film, her documentary about the Ukraine and many other things. Kelly's dad was a famous, grandfather was ran a very big production company and was responsible for many sitcoms in the 1960s. So we'll do that. We'll read your text. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite teen movie? And that's what Mike and I are talking about right now. Mike Siegel is the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host as well. So two for five?
You were about two for five, I think.
Ooh, that's not good. All right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, an iconic, awesome comedy, maybe the teen comedy of teen comedies. And I have some questions here for Mike. So let's get to those right now. Conrad, you got the thing ready? Our little bell and whistle, literally. Mike, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Mike Siegel, host of the Travel Tales podcast, world traveler, comedian, stumped me. I have to give it back to you. But you're a guest, so I was going to like kind of go easy on you, but I wrote a couple questions during the break that might give you pause. So we'll see. All right.
Okay.
What excuse did Spicoli give Mr. Hand as to why he was late for class?
There was a crazy line at the food machines or something, right? There was an insane line at the food machines.
That was like the add-on, but his first line.
Just couldn't get there on time. Just couldn't make it.
I will accept that. Just couldn't make it on time, Mr.
Just couldn't make it.
So great. All right, Mike is, well, we'll say one for one. Number two, this is kind of a rhetorical question. Where the hell were the parents during this whole movie? Mike?
Oh, you have to ask me that again, Pete. Sorry.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, I think it's me. Sorry about that.
I said, where the hell were the parents throughout this whole movie? I don't think you see one parent like, all right.
Now see Spicoli's little brother. That's it.
Oh, that's right. Curtis.
Yeah.
I only hear you if you knock, Curtis.
If you knock. That's better. Entree.
Entree. All right. Mike is two for two. Number three, what does Judge Reinhold say when Phoebe Cates walks in on him in the bathroom? Remember, we're on the radio. You don't have to say the F-bomb part. Okay.
Okay. Doesn't anyone effing
bleeping knock anymore? Mike is 3 for 3. He's destroying this quiz.
What was the second one?
Where are the parents? I gave you that one. That was a freebie. I appreciate your time. So I like to make guests look good. So, all right. We've got three more here. What famous actors were played Sean Penn's fellow stoners and buddies?
Oh, that would be Eric Stoltz and Anthony Edwards.
Yes, very impressive.
Yeah,
that's a good one. See, I thought maybe Eric Stoltz always comes to mind, but I always forget about Anthony Edwards. That was very well done.
Yeah, it's confusing because he has hair. Right. That's why he has long hair.
And he's not in surgery, pretend surgery. Right. All right, number five. What band did Spicoli hire with his reward money for saving Brooke Shields from drowning to play his birthday party?
Oh, is that in the credits?
Yes.
I think he... I almost said the Stones because he said that in the dream sequence.
Oh, yeah.
In the interview, but I think it's Van Halen.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because they asked him what's he going to do with the prize money. I'm going to go to London and jam with the Stones.
But I love when he says to the Stu, the interviewer, the surfing contest, he says, hey, where'd you get this jacket? Stu just blows him off and goes, oh, the network gave it to me. Jeff. So great.
He's great in that. It's like, and he goes, oh, those guys are F's. And he's like, and Stu just goes, ha ha, fantastic. All right.
Number five. What did Mark Ratner purchase just to talk to a girl? And remember, he gets teased about this by Damone.
He had a crush on a girl at the photo mat, so he bought like $10,000 worth of film or some crazy $100 worth of film, and he didn't even have a camera.
He bought $40 worth of film, Rat. You don't even own a camera. That's correct. All right, Mike is 6 for 6. One more question here for you, Mike. What kind of car did Jefferson have that was totaled by Spicoli and Jefferson's younger brother? And bonus point if you can name the year.
It was Trans Am. I know that.
Close.
It's a Firebird? It's an
it's like the twin brother.
Or is it a Camaro?
Yes.
Okay, it's Camaro.
And a bonus point if you can guess the year.
A year? I don't know. It was new. I mean, the movie came out in 82, so maybe it was an 81, 82.
Well, we'll give you that one. It was a 79 Camaro. That's fantastic.
Sweet ride, pal. So you sweet did, ride. Can't fix it. You can't fix this car, Spicoli. My old man's got an ultimate set of tools. I can fix it. Pete, I had one bonus question for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is super hard.
Lay it on me.
You have to, if you can remember Damone's 5-point plan of talking to women.
First thing you do, wherever you are.
I had to write these down.
Wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this
great? Yeah, that's number three. That's number three.
Compliment her?
Isn't this great?
Is it compliment her?
No.
All right, here, I'll give you the ones I remember. Play Cashmere, Led Zeppelin, some Zeppelin too.
You're half right there.
Yeah.
Comes to making out side one of Led Zeppelin 4. And then they cut to the scene when that's, you know, all the Zepp heads all complain because they're playing Cashmere in the car, which is not on Led Zeppelin 4. Right. So.
There all right, so it's that one. It's wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's two of them.
And then something about order for her. The lady will have a Coke. I will have a Coke as well. Something like that.
I had to write it down. It's a great lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and Coke with milk. And I'll have the same.
And what's the other one?
The number one is the first one is never let on how much you like a girl. It's like, oh, hi, Debbie. And he's talking about the cardboard cutout of Debbie Harry there. Oh, hi, Debbie.
Right.
That's one. And two is always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it.
You won't regret it. Yes. Oh, I should have got that one. That one's great. Mike Siegel is here, folks. He is the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host and kind of does it all, Mike. You also do rewiring, don't you? Or you do nails or something. You got all kinds
rewiring.
Of
rewiring. Yeah. Got all I do HVAC, you know, anything you need, Pete.
Where can people see? I know you still do stand-up sporadically, but go to funnymike.com for more information. But where can people see you live anywhere?
If I'm in town, I'm mostly doing the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach here.
Great club.
In L.A., outside of L.A. And, it's mostly a lot of ships these days. So other than little local things, that's some private events, some one-off things. It's mostly a lot of cruises these days. And the Alaska season's about to start.
Wow. Are you on one of those huge cruises where it's like they have a water park on a ship?
I haven't done any of those mega ships, those 6,000 passenger ones. Though I wouldn't mind doing it once, only because they have a dedicated comedy club in those where you work with other comics, and usually I'm the only guy on the ship most of the time. So it'd be fun to work with other comics.
You know what would also be fun?
What's that?
Just all day, just do cannonballs into the pool or off the water slide. Isn't that the comedian? So what have you seen, Mike? What are you watching? Have you seen any movies or are you binge watching anything?
Oh, what did we just watch? I wouldn't give it a rave really, but I just watched the all 10 episodes of that Nathan Lane sitcom.
Nathan Lane.
Mid-century modern. It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And it's from the guys who did Will and Grace.
Oh.
And of course, Nathan Lane is great in it, but does it hold up as a whole? I don't know. We kind of watched it because a friend of my girlfriend's is one of the cameramen on it, and she knows a lot of people behind the scenes. So we got to check this out. And you ever watch something that's like after a couple episodes, you may not be digging it, but we got to stick it out.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have dinner with this guy. We should be able to answer questions.
I have done that many times. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good one. What about the movies? Have you seen anything?
I have not. Oh, I watched on the plane the new, the Bob Dylan one. Yeah.
Complete Unknown.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times those rock biographies can be little hit or miss. And also sometimes it could be just total, this is just a behind the music episode.
Right.
You know, and just kind of like, but this one I liked, and I thought the lead kid, that Timothy Chalamet, was great.
Yeah, he did a really great job. I like those movies better when they're about a certain time period. It's not like, here's Bob Dylan as a baby. Nobody cares.
Right. If you try to cover the whole career, right. I mean, you're talking 60-year career there.
I like that a lot, too. I recommend to you, Mike, see Sinners if you get a chance. I really like that. I thought it was great.
I'm hearing good things.
Any other famous or great comedy, teen comedies you want to throw out there before we let you go? Something you could recommend.
Teen comedies. Well, again, we're in the same era of you and I, but I can always quote 16 Candles.
Yeah.
It really rocked my world when it was there.
Absolutely.
That one I loved. And a lot of it is not, I guess, PC anymore.
Radio
but,
friendly. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. For sure.
Some things just don't age as well, but...
We're thinking of a particular character from the Far East who is very funny and wore a red plaid suit and some of the funniest stuff. And you can't say it anymore, and that's fine. But, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall in that movie is hysterical.
He's great.
It's absolutely hysterical.
Great movie. Mike, thank you so much, buddy. This is always fun.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Tell your significant other, I won't use her full name, but Piper.
Okay.
She always comes up as a Facebook friend suggestion. And I don't do that with women because I don't want women to get the wrong idea. Because just out of habit, I always ask them out right after I make a friend request. And I don't want to embarrass myself like that. So, but
Pete, I'd like you to keep your distance.
Okay, we'll do that. Buddy. All right, Michael, thanks you so much, buddy. Check out the Travel Tales podcast and go to funnymike.com. All great stuff. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. That's Mike Siegel, folks. On the stream, I got to catch up here. Dave says History of the World Part One. That's just a great comedy. I don't know if it's a great teen comedy or not, but it's a great comedy. Well done, Dave. Dave also says any Cheech and Chong movie. Corsican Brothers. Yeah, great stuff. All right, we're coming right back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to dance the night away.
1490 AM.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're looking at a principle called the Gingles test that federal courts use when determining whether a gerrymandered redistricting map is a violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. How that test is interpreted can determine whether minority voters can elect the candidate of their choice or their vote is diluted by an anti-voter state legislature. A group of black voters sued the North Carolina legislature in 1982, arguing their voting districts violated the Voting Rights Act by diluting their vote and keeping black North Carolinians from electing the candidate of their choice. Before it came to trial, Congress clarified the VRA to say intentional discrimination didn't need to be proved, just the effect of discrimination was enough to be a violation of Section 2. Thornburg v. Gingles created a three-part test for federal courts to use when considering whether a VRA violation had occurred. It stipulates the minority group is sufficiently large and geographically compact to constitute a majority in a single-member district. The minority group is politically cohesive, usually voting the same way, and the white majority votes sufficiently as a block, usually defeating the minority's preferred candidate. As shown in the recent overturning of Louisiana's new congressional map, the interpretation of geographically compact and politically cohesive still leaves wiggle room for discrimination. We have more on Gingles and the VRA at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is Peach Wabba. Hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show and have a great night.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, thinking just of you.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song that just completely takes you out of the season and spirit? To me, it's Need a Little Christmas. Conrad, I think, secretly likes The Dogs Barking. But we're reading your text, so let us know what you think, folks, on the stream or on the app or on the old-fashioned text line. All are fine. Jimmy Pardo is here. He is the host of the Never Not Funny podcast. You have to check it out if you haven't. It's fantastic week to week. Jim, that was really impressive. You love popcorn. Even if you love have it. A full stomach, you're still getting popcorn. My wife is like that. It's just something, it's like a sense reaction or something when you go to the movies, right?
Yes. I feel like an emptiness, like a void if I don't order popcorn or like if I am having dental work and I have to get nachos or a pretzel instead, it just doesn't feel right.
Interesting. Wow. That's fantastic. Popcorn. All right. So that reason alone, Conrad, I think we're ready. We're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to hear Jimmy's pick. And he has good taste in movies for the most part, except for Oscar. So we're going to go with this. Drum roll, please. Jimmy Pardo, host of the Never Not Funny podcast. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
The Order.
I have not seen... Jim, I have... All right, I'm geeking out here. I went to a wedding in Chicago last week. It's not at my hometown theater. I went to this wedding in Chicago. There's a 20-screen multiplex across from my hotel. I missed it twice. I am desperate to see that movie, and you're saying it's as good as I am imagining it.
I enjoyed my son, the aforementioned Oliver. He and I went to see it just last night, Pete.
Wow.
It was great. Jude Law was terrific, and that Nicholas Hoult, is that how you say his name?
I think so, yeah.
A very tall, handsome, beautiful man. Terrific actor. It's really, really good. It's, it's got, that culty weirdness that I like in a movie. It's got, a little cat and mouse.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really
good.
That's
fantastic. That's a great pick. I'm excited to see it. It's reviewing well. Audiences like it. Jude Law is great. I like Jude Law, and I like a good heist film. And
it's a good heist film. Yeah. It's my actual review of it as Oliver and I were walking to the car was, hey, I'm gonna call this movie very, very good. I don't know if it crosses over to great, but I'm giving it very, very good. I can be talked into great.
I'll take very, very good any day of the week. I still want to see it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a talkie.
Do you have a favorite snack when you're binge watching TV, Jim? Do you still go popcorn, or when you're in the privacy of your own home, do you change things up?
Boy, I still might go microwave popcorn.
Nice.
You know, if I'm watching a movie at home. Yeah, that's my go-to snack. God, oh, I love popcorn. I just love it. And my gut will let you know that too. It's
kind of a good snack. It's kind of healthy in some ways.
They call it nature's broom, don't they, Pete? Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in a while, but yes.
I heard that once years ago, and it stuck with me.
I'm going to remind you of a story. And this is
Taco Bell.
What's the Taco Bell story?
Oh, you made fun of me. Some jerk told me once, if you, after a show at night at midnight, make sure you eat Taco Bell because it goes right through you. You won't gain weight. Oh, yeah. And so I believed it. I'm eating burritos at 3 in the morning.
I said, I'm watching what I eat. And you said, no, it's Taco Bell. It goes right through you.
I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking.
You doubled down. Yeah. That's not what I was going to say. All right, here's the story. There was a girl, I'm not going to use her real name. She was a comedian, not that great, but she was kind of down on her luck. We were all hanging out after a show. Let's say her name was Penny. Okay. And she was saying, I just get the feeling I'm really starting to doubt if I'm at all funny. And before she got the word funny out, you said, Penny. It was so Chevy Chase, and I had to walk away. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't think she thought you were just being silly, but you kept her going for a while.
I need you, and I'm very serious. You need to text me the name of that person when we're done.
All right.
I need to remember who I said that to.
We'll do that. Okay.
I'm very supportive of the young people. You know that.
You are. What do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Jim?
A favorite Christmas movie? Yeah. Boy, oh boy, that's a great question. Boy, I don't know if I do, Pete. I wish I had this question in advance so I could have asked my wife if I do.
You really got to go to the well that deep for a favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know. What's Love Actually? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a Christmas movie. That's a good one.
I like that movie.
Trading Places, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone.
I like Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Do I have a favorite Christmas movie? I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know if, like, hey, let's sit down and watch that to get me in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, Pete. I apologize if I
kind of love that you don't, because most people I've asked this whole season, they have it right there. No. But I kind of like that you don't really necessarily have one. Last thing for you, buddy. Do you have a Christmas song you never need to hear again?
You know what? I love the song Last Christmas by Wham.
Great song.
I don't like it by anybody else. Yeah. Like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor Swift. Even her version, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the Wham version.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wow, that's great. And I could totally see that. Yeah, I could totally see that. Jim, this is so much fun. Thank you for coming on. Take care of those teeth. And I'll go shirt shopping. We'll forget this ever happened, and we'll move forward.
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
That's Jimmy Pardo. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. That's Jimmy Pardo. Check out the Never Not Funny podcast, and let's see if we can get Jimmy in Wisconsin here doing stand-up. He's very funny. That was fun. So is this shirt really that? I had to stave off laughter.
It's hard to look at.
I knew he was going to say that.
It's hard to look at.
Hard to look at? I mean, it's not a great shirt, but it's serviceable.
Now that it's like... Can't even catch on fire with it.
I don't know that, actually. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly incident during a victory parade in Liverpool, England. Fans celebrating their city's Premier League soccer championship when police say 53-year-old men plowed into the crowd. More than 45 people were injured, four seriously. ABC's Ian Pannell.
The police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
King Charles is in Canada to open Parliament. His visit widely viewed as a show of support in the face of continued threats by President Trump to try to make Canada the 51st state. A former police chief in a small Arkansas town on the run after escaping from prison where he was serving time for rape and murder. Three more of the 10 Louisiana escaped inmates now found. Two more still on the loose. This is ABC News.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save. And lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, author Laura Bird talks about some of the upcoming books for your summer reading list and how she finds out about those new books that are being released.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host for this evening's program. Steady Eddie checks in with a text that says, Pete, for me, Field of Dreams was just a little corny and just a bit outside. Major League, starring Bob Uecker, was hilarious, and right down Wisconsin Avenue. Good point, Steady Eddie. He says, and though I haven't seen it yet, I understand just a bit outside is a grand salami home run. That's all I got for Nightlight tonight, Pete, so it's time for me to get up, and get out of here, gone, for Steady Eddie. Is that what Uecker used to say?
Yeah.
Mike, does that sound familiar?
Yes, indeed. And now that Steady Eddie mentioned it, Field of Dreams, that's my favorite baseball movie ever.
There you go.
Steady Eddie.
Yeah. Steady Eddie is a resourceful guy and very helpful. Did you see The Sandlot, Mike? That was mine.
Adam Sandler? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. David Spade? Yeah.
No.
Like a bunch of kids? Huh? No, that's some other baseball
movie?
That's
some other baseball movie you're thinking of.
Okay, see, I don't know.
All right, so Tony the trucker thought he got mixed or he got confused or sent the wrong thing. He says, tell Mike my mistake. Rusty's. It was Rusty's where he tended bar. Kelly's was the local hamburger joint. So do you remember Rusty's?
Yeah, I worked at Rusty's. That's why I DJed at Rusty's. And now that it's all coming together, I remember Tony. He was a big, handsome, strong hunk of a man.
Wow.
And even if he wasn't, you know, who could be upset by that description?
Very well said. And thank you, Tony. On the stream, Dave says Field of Dreams for me. Then he said Hot Mike. You know, Dave, I think to me, I like when people can kind of hear during the break the goings on of the ambience at the radio station. And that's what I'll say, even though we probably just forgot to hit a switch or something. Mike Mercury is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny guy, and a great writer, too. You sounded like you had a lot you wanted to get to, Mike. And you said I should just ask you what's up. Oh, I can't hear you now, Mike. Mike's got the floor and I can't hear him. Is your mic off?
Yeah, I think he accidentally muted his mic.
I want to call him Ryan Gosling because he has Ryan Gosling on his. You took something out of your ear and then we missed you, Mike. Maybe the earbuds. Wouldn't be the earbuds, though, would it?
I think he accidentally muted himself.
So, Mike, Conrad thinks you muted yourself? That sounds obscene.
I see it.
There you go.
I don't know how that happened. My apologies.
Oh, that's all right.
I am technologically advanced, so I don't know how that happened.
It was just fun to see the name Ryan Gosling while you were searching for the the on button for your mic. So what is going on? You got something on your mind tonight. It sounds like you're here on the perfect night.
Yeah, nothing. I don't have anything specific. I've been busy. It's a busy time of year.
Oh, great.
By the way, I'm going to throw in a plug. I'm heading up your way. I'll be driving through Marinette on Thursday, but I'll be in Friday night. I'll be at Bay Mills Casino way out in the UP. It's an easy 4-hour drive from Green Bay. So come on over.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It's
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So it's no big deal. Just come on over. It's a show. It's Eastern time zone. So you got to leave an hour early. Yeah.
What city in the UP is that in? Is that like Marquette?
It's not a city. It's on a Native American reservation, if I'm not mistaken, on the bay of, it's Lake Superior, and there's a bay that comes off of that. Maybe it's called Mills because the town, the little village is Bay Mills, and it's a casino, and they have gambling and alcohol and all the things that people up there love.
Yeah.
And they love to do.
And
before you go there, you stop at the weed store, and then you can get high and drunk and gamble all at once because that's what voters want.
Or just go in there and empty your pockets out and leave and save yourself the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when is that, Mike? That's exciting. When is
that? Friday night. This Friday night, wow. April, whatever that day is. April, I don't know, 10th, so 11th, 12th,
probably
something.
The 9th or 10th. I think it's the 10th.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So I've been getting, in fact, I was doing some planning today, and I thought maybe today I should go to the gym. And then I was like, I am in no shape to go to the gym. I would have to get into shape just to go to the gym to start to get into shape. So I did not go to the gym. Instead, you know what I did? Because the Girl Scouts came around, we still get people coming to our house, and there's, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie time. So I ate Girl Scout cookies, and they're delicious as ever. They seem to have been victimized by the shrinkflation. The mint cookies are now roughly the size of a quarter. But the good news is, you know, one serving size is approximately one box. So you could just eat. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just eat them.
It's like a sleeve of cookies is one serving size.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And I don't normally eat a whole sleeve of cookies. I'm trying to be healthy, and I watch. You know, I'm not the most well-informed guy, but I've been watching. I get a lot of my information from commercials. That's where I get a lot of my information. And I've been seeing this Jardiance commercial over and over. Have you seen the Jardiance commercial?
No,
they have. Yeah, it's a medication for I think it's for diabetes, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And they have very high tech, big production commercials. It's got a whole cast of big people that are happy, and they dance and they sing along, and they have their own song, and they look so damn happy. It looks like so much fun. Every time I see one, I'm like, God damn it, I wish I had type 2 diabetes. I really, because I can't believe how much fun they're having. And so I'm working on that. So I'm going to get another box of Girl Scout cookies and see if I can get some Jardiance.
Some traction. That's the funny part is, like, I feel that way with insurance commercials. Like, the insurance industry is basically the mafia. It's a racket. It's you're paying for protection. And, you know, when something happens, they say, well, you know, maybe we'll cover it. It's like, wait a minute. What? Okay. But Geico and these insurance companies. It's like, God, people are having so much fun with their insurance company. I have USAA, and it's like, you know, it's a very boring company. I think I'm missing the boat.
Yeah, everything in TV land is super fun and energetic and full of surprises, but happy surprises.
Right. Do you, Mike, do you feel sorry for billionaires?
Was that a serious question?
That was based on your Substack. And I'm with you. I hear a lot of billionaires complaining, regardless of which side of the aisle, they can't catch a break.
Yeah, they can't catch a break. No, I listen. It's the billionaires. So I've probably in my Substack, which by the way you can find it. I think mikemercury.substack.com. The last few months, or probably since last fall, I've definitely gotten a little more political than I like to be.
Okay.
And when I say that, it's because. The politics has become so dominating in everything this, you know, of late, last 6 months or whatever. I mean,
it's reality
more
TV.
Than ever.
Yeah.
It's reality TV, and you cannot avoid it as much as I try to avoid it. I will go for, you know, a week maybe without watching the news at all, just to try and avoid some of the stuff, because I find things, you know, upsetting in some regards and tiresome and redundant and whatever. And I don't like all the players, but I turned on the news last night, the local news. I thought the local news, that'll be safe enough. And I tuned in a little late. I tuned in just in time to see the weather report. And the guy, the weatherman, was it's severe weather awareness week this week in the state or in the country, I think. So the weatherman was describing the differences between a watch and a warning by comparing them to tacos and their readiness to eat. This is absolutely true. And I watched it. I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen on local TV. And that's, you know, that's saying something. And so afterwards I went to bed. I'm like, oh my God, how we're so dumb that they have to show us pictures of tacos in order to grasp the concept of what a tornado watch might be, when to go to the basement. And then I got up this morning and it still bothered me. So I went and did a search on Google. If you search taco watch, taco warning, and it turns out that there were hundreds of results from all over the country, other weather station, other TV weathermen, weather people, and media outlets have been using the exact same graphic with the tacos to help people understand the differences for years. This has been going on for years. And I saw that and I was like, I found a Reddit comment, whatever. I don't know what they call the Reddit, you know, a Reddit thread. And some of the Redditors were commenting about how they had seen this taco comparison and it for the first time in their lives helped them to understand the difference between a watch and a warning. And I went, oh my God, Darwin was wrong, because these people,
wow.
Yeah, it's helping dumb people stay alive.
We have the graphic up that you used on your Substack,
yeah,
Mike.
That's it right there.
Just crazy.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I could figure out the difference between a watch and a warning. I'm pretty sure I had that figured out by the time I was about 9.
I don't know. Is that like one of those, it's 3 tacos, we need to get to the basement. Like, you're right. It's so insulting. Like, how stupid are we?
Oh my God.
Wow. Did they explain how they got the tacos or why they use tacos?
No. So I missed the first part of it. So perhaps there was some setup. Maybe the guy, you know, it was tongue in cheek. Hey, this is pretty funny. But after I discovered that this has been in widespread use for multiple years all over the country, I was like, oh no, this is no accident. This is a well choreographed, you know, the Department of Stupidity, whatever department that is, decided they should issue this as a way to help people not get killed in a tornado or something. I don't know. It's unbelievable.
It could also backfire and say, no, if we eat tacos, it's cool. We don't have to go to the basement, because apparently if we eat tacos, yeah, then we're safe. Like, yeah. And if they think we're that stupid, that's not much of a leap to think people could actually think that. Right. Hey, you had a gig in Waukegan you wrote about too. We converted the casino or something. I thought that was really funny.
It was in Waukegan. It wasn't a converted casino. It was a place that whoever owns it got a permit to build a casino, and then they were sued. They were sued by a Native American group in Wisconsin who also wanted to build a casino in the general vicinity. I think they wanted to put theirs in Beloit. This one was in Waukegan. So they sued them. So instead, the people in Waukegan threw up basically an inflatable tent because they wanted to get theirs open right away and start bringing in some income while they settled the lawsuit. And anyway, they've settled the lawsuit apparently, and this one in Waukegan won, and now they're going to build a real place, but it takes several years. And so anyway, it was basically in the parking lot across the street from a Walmart. It looked like a giant, you know, those big white plastic tubes that farmers store their silage in.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We are in the home stretch here with our friend Mike Mercury. Tom from New Berlin says, Mr. Baseball, we love Japan. I don't know that movie, Tom, but we did Google it. Conrad and I discussed it, and there must be a Japan reference in there we don't get, but that's a Tom Selleck movie from Tom. And then Brian from Green Bay says, with your bumper, I still wake up at night thinking people owe me for my paper route for the Eagle Herald and the Journal Sentinel in Marinette. I have not had a paper route for 35 years. You must be doing okay, Brian. I still have mine. yeah, we should maybe retire that bumper for a little bit, Conrad. Let's put it on pause. We'll snooze it for 30 days, as they say.
Hey, I'm just going to do the sex one.
Every
single night.
You already are. So, but Brian, I don't want Brian to have post-traumatic stress from his paper route. I totally understand where he's coming from. Folks, Mike Mercury is here, and tomorrow night on the show, we have, who do we have, Conrad? We've got Tim Schweigel, filmmaker and activist for Incentive Wisconsin, the Film Incentives Crew. Tim is very active in that. And then Rob Thomas, from Madison, will join us tomorrow night at 7:20. We got a whole Madison thing going here, Mike. There's a lot of you people. I got to have them all on the show.
And Rob Thomas knows a thing or two about movies.
Yeah.
I know nothing. He knows every movie. He probably know that Tom Selleck movie. I had not heard of that one either.
Yeah, I kind of remember it, but I kind of don't. But what are you? Are you watching anything on TV you could recommend? Are you a binge watcher, Mike?
Well, you know what? My wife and I were just talking about it, because I sort of have gotten to the point where I kind of prefer the binge watching as opposed to where they drop an episode and then you have to wait a week. you know, which is what, when we were kids, that's how everything was. You would watch one half hour, or if it was a comedy, or an hour, if it was a drama, probably, and then you'd have to wait a whole week. And so I like to binge watch. That said, we just watched the recent third season of White Lotus, which you cannot binge watch. You can now.
You can now. Yeah.
It finished on Sunday.
I was waiting for that reason. I want to watch them all if I want to watch them. Yeah. So I held off, and now I kind of have heard stuff. But what was your take on the season?
So this is the benefit of not having a great memory for the detail, because season one and two, I remember them being good and enjoyable and funny and all those things, but I don't really remember enough details. So this season I'm watching three and I'm like, I think I like this one best. And it was mainly because that's what I was watching now. I think that's the only reason, because my wife and son both said they thought that the either one or two were better seasons overall. I think, and that's fairly common though, especially when you have a new series. There's a new series of something or a new movie that's good. The first time you see it, there's the novelty that is there. And by the time you see the third season or the third sequel or whatever, that novelty doesn't exist anymore. And so it's just got to be, the material has to be so strong to be compelling, to be as compelling as it was the first season or first movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I finished season two. For whatever reason, I put it off for, well over a year. And I did laugh at Jennifer Coolidge, just the way she died after killing all those guys to protect her fortune and not give it to her husband. And then her last words in life were, "You've got this." And she tried to jump into the boat and conked her head. That's not funny, but I laugh because it's so dark and it's just so, I did not see that coming. All she had to do was stay on the boat and wait to be rescued, and she'd still have $500 million. So I love the writing on that show. But where would you rank the third season, Mike, comparatively to the other two?
It was good to me. I think that was Jennifer Coolidge, that storyline, that was season two primarily. Because she was in season one, but she really owned season two.
Yes.
So I think season two would be the top one. This season three, there's some great acting, as always, some great writing, some terrific characters. It's super interesting.
Yeah.
But it just, maybe it doesn't feel quite as fresh as it did in season one or whatever. So
I totally get that.
I liked it a lot.
Tony, the trucker, says, "Mike described me to a T. If he ever becomes famous enough to need a bodyguard, I'm all in." He is. He's Ryan Gosling, Tony. Mike, this was fun. Thank you as always, buddy. Good luck. You can see Mike up at the Bay Mills Casino Friday the 10th. That's this Friday. And it's up on Lake Superior. I actually looked for it on a map. They don't really, on their website, they don't really say what town they're in. Unless it's called Bay Mills, which could be.
There's a little village, and I think the village is Bay Mills.
Okay.
And it used to be that the Google map would drive you right into the lake. So hopefully it's been updated.
Well, if there's an empty stage, we'll know what happened. Mike, knock him dead, blow the roof off the joint, and come back and see us real soon, buddy. Always fun.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Conrad. Say hi to your mom.
Good night, Ryan. He didn't mean that. He meant because your mom texts the show. He wasn't trying to make a your mom joke. But you know what? I wouldn't put that past Mike. He's that kind of guy. He used to talk about my mom all the time. And we had an arm wrestle and then a leg wrestle, and we figured it out. Hey, thank you to Mike Mercury. We'll be back tomorrow night with more fun on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin. Sing it to your best friend's house, Mama Lane, we're making out, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh sing it to
soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League Soccer Championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News.